Everyone, welcome back to Set Free, Finding Your Truth. I'm Kathy, your host. Thanks for being here today. So today I want to talk about this thing that we all do, but we don't make it a priority, and it really is literally killing us, and that is sleep. It needs to become a non-negotiable for your health. And I'm going to talk a little bit, just surface level today, about why that is. So if you are a middle-aged parent like me, you probably often use the word tired to explain how you're feeling. If somebody says, "Hey, how are you doing?" Right? Like, "Oh, I'm good," or "I'm tired," or "I'm exhausted." Right? In the fast-paced society we live in, I dare you to try to slow down. I dare you to kind of march to the beat of your own drum and not everybody else's drum, and keeping up with the Joneses and things like that, right? But really, on a physical level, when we're tired, when we don't get the sleep that we need, we don't focus as well on anything that we're doing, whether it's a work or a career projects, being a mom, being present for your family, etc., etc. Our productivity decreases, right? We have brain fog. We have changes in our appetite, right? We're reaching for caffeine. Sometimes we're reaching for alcohol, right? Like, we increase our likelihood of eating starchy foods and sugars. It totally disrupts our hormones. So, long story short, like, being sleep deprived is not cool. And it doesn't really do anything for us in terms of health benefits, right? It's really a detriment to our health. Not only that, like, if we're looking scientifically, surface level again, when it comes to lack of sleep, that leads to increased inflammation, toxins, right? Like, alcohol and caffeine play a huge role in why we're probably not sleeping very well. It could be sugar. When we don't get enough sleep, anxiety can crop up and be exacerbated. And a lot of times, you know, you'll talk to people and they'll say, "Oh, my cravings are just out of control. I'm craving sugar, I'm craving chocolate, I'm craving sweets," whatever it is. We have to stop and ask ourselves, is it the craving that's a problem, or are we sleep deprived and that's the problem, right? Because, gosh, it's so easy to just get in a routine or a habit, because I was guilty of this for a long time, of reaching for the caffeine or the energy drinks in the afternoon, right? And it just became a habit because I was sleep deprived, like, chronically, like 4 days, weeks, months, years even, right? And we need to start to look at sleep right up there with diet and exercise. Like, it needs to be the trifecta of health: diet, exercise, and sleep. Like, for real. So how do we do this? And I think the one of this is just statistics, as I was, like, learning about this and educating myself and doing some research on sleep, is that lack of sleep, the link between lack of sleep and suicide in teens, is astronomical. And that was really a showstopper for me to be like, whoa, like, this is a big deal, right? Like, are our kids getting enough sleep? Are we role modeling for our kids that we're getting enough sleep, right? So I think what you need to do is, and I really want to maybe start to incorporate a weekly challenge on this podcast, because I love to hear people's interactions. I love to connect with people on a deeper level and be like, what are you doing with the information that you're getting from these podcast episodes, right? Like, are you implementing it in your life? Are you taking action? Are you being better than you were the day before? 1%, right? Like, that's all I ever ask, is that we strive to be better, we find the truth, and help the truth to set us free. That's the whole topic of this podcast and the whole groundwork of it. So my challenge to you this week is to evaluate your sleep, like, for real, and be honest with yourself. Are you getting enough sleep? How much sleep do you need? Do you actually know what that is? Maybe you need to track it, okay? But please don't track it if you're going to obsess about it. It's the same thing about the scale, right? Like, don't obsess. If you're going to obsess about the scale, then don't step on it. You got to know where you're at mentally with that and having the right mindset. But I really think that you need to track your sleep for a week. How much are you sleeping? How much are you not sleeping? I've tracked my sleep for years now, and I've found my sweet spot. But I also have noticed that as of late, like, the days of deprivation in sleep, like, and how do I say this? If I don't get enough sleep 2 days out of the week, I'm, like, struggling to get the sleep I need the rest of the week. So I'm learning that the consistency of longer and maybe a little bit longer sleep than I thought that I required before, and maybe it's just because it's blah winter months, like, I don't like winter, so there's less daylight, right? Like, lots of cloudy days. I think that impacts your health too. in your sleep. But that's something to take a look at. How much sleep do you really need? Figure that out for you, because you're the only person that can figure it out. Don't just go by, well, everybody needs 7 to 8 hours. Some people do, some people don't. But I think the national average, like, we're getting 6 or less hours of sleep. And that, my friends, is not enough. So do some searching this week. And that's my challenge to you. Go evaluate your sleep. Be honest about it. Figure it out. Where are you at? Where do you need to be? Because we need to make sleep a priority, just like we make what we eat a priority and how we move our body. All right, that's all I got for you guys today. Have a great day. Get some good sleep tonight, and we'll see you again soon.